Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back. Hour number two here on Sports Grid Radio. Carver and Lisi with you. 844-843-6879 is the number. Good to have you aboard with us here tonight. A lot going on. The Pirates walk it off against the Brewers. Now, I don't know if you've seen the Angel jerseys tonight, Joe, since we're, you know, like the new promo says, we're like a fashion show. The Angels are wearing their City Connect jerseys tonight. They're sharp, these ones that the Angels are wearing. They actually did a good job with these.
Yeah, I can't see it. I'll take a look online and see.
All right. Go look for an Ohtani highlight, and you'll see it. You'll see. He's got a couple of cases.
He's 0-for-2, so does that mean he takes another hit in terms of his MVP stats?
Well, he hits any pitches. Remember that. He's got six strikeouts.
He's
top of the fifth, 66 pitches or so. We actually did a little fun Ohtani parlay tonight, him to get 10 strikeouts and to hit a homer. So we'll see if we can find our way home with that one. 2-0 Dodgers. Yes, you can always say something.
No, I was just going to, you know, with the Marquise Brown situation.
Yes, he was going very fast.
Well, I mean, these players don't realize that you're putting themselves at risk as well. I mean, if you really care about your career, it's one thing, obviously, what happened with Henry Ruggs. Terrible. You take the life of another individual, it's terrible, right? Especially when you're driving, who knows what's going on, you're driving reckless, but if you care about your career that much, you're going to put your career, that you're making millions of dollars, in jeopardy. I mean, all it takes is one car to come out. You're doing $126, you're done. You're toast. Yeah. I don't understand these guys.
No, they just can't figure it out, Joe. Just can't figure it out. It's amazing. Yeah. So
this is going to go well with the Kyler Murray. There's another under we should be taking. No?
What do they got them at now?
8.5.
I mean, I would have, you know, I don't think that this plays into that, but the Murray stuff obviously does. Not Evan Hopkins, the first six games obviously does. I don't think Hollywood Brown is a.
He's supposed to be the go-to.
I don't believe he is such a thing. I know that that's what he wants to be, but I don't know if he is.
So then we should take his under this year.
They have some numbers for him, Joe?
Yeah, I'll give it to you right now. Marquise Brown's numbers.
I got receiving. I got it punched up here. Give me a moment.
Marquise Brown. 875.5.
Under.
I agree.
Under. What do they got him for touchdowns?
I don't know if they have the touchdowns. Let me see.
They have some guys.
They don't have him. They have. They actually have no Arizona Cardinals.
Wow! How about that? We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have you with us on a wacky Wednesday night here on the grid. So we are got some of the baseball going on. We've got more SEC over unders coming up here in this hour number two. As we continue on, Joe, the Odyssey. To August 27th in week zero. Picks should be fun that Friday night.
We're 24 days away. 24 before we're talking about Scott Frost again. I put out the tweet today. I know you bashed me because I put Sarkisian in there. Wow. But let's be honest. No, seriously, what do you think
I thought you were unfair with that, and we can get into that when we come back.
Yeah, we can get in. But wait a second. Week one, if they lose as a 12.5-point favorite, yeah, what are the odds that Scott Frost comes back home or doesn't get on the flight and they chop him right there? What would you put it at, 12-1? Or would you put it at 30-1?
I would say there's a 25% chance they'd whack him immediately.
Conference
25%.
Game. It's a conference 25% game, too.
Back-to-back
years, he lost week one?
Yeah, look, I don't think that Albert would do it in the middle of the season unless it got really ugly. Really ugly. What's the,
that's
what is
why
that?
I think he would do it now. Better to do it now, no?
I don't know, Joe.
We're talking about a blue blood program.
Yeah,
we're talking
but
about
a. Who's gonna? What are they? What are they gonna make Whipple the coach? What do you? What do you want to do?
Well,
who's coaching the team?
Who's coaching the team now?
I'm just saying. after one game, like, you know, if you're gonna fire him after one game, you should just fire him after last year. If you're going into this year saying that there is a scenario where I can fire my coach if we lose the first game, then you should have never brought him back to begin with.
I agree. But they brought back the basketball coach. He was, what, 4-27?
Nobody cares about basketball there.
I'm just saying.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. I have a few things to get to with Joe, including this Sarkisian thing he did this morning. We're back after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Couple things here, Joe. First of all, the A's just ran themselves out of an inning in the top of the fifth. So still 1-0 there. Otani with 7 Ks. The Padres now lead the Rockies 6-1 in the bottom of the fourth. Dodgers lead the Giants 2-0. So really, Joe, right now the only game letting us down here is the Angels and the A's. We could use some more runs in that game. No doubt about it.
I need five.
Yeah, you went in on the 5.5, right? I thought you went on the pregame too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you need more than that too. So you, I mean, why do we only want half? Like, why don't we want it all? Right.
I need this Padre over. I mean, it's the fourth though. So I mean, come on.
It's a lot of time left, Joe.
A lot of time left. Although these Dodgers do it to us every time we jump on their over in game, they screw us.
Yeah, I'm not doing that anymore.
Me neither. I'm out. Maybe we should do it tonight. Opposite. It's dead under right now. Maybe we should jump on the over.
We need to ask you about what you did today here on Twitter.
Judge talk.
So you did this.
Drop the hammer on me.
You did this poll. I guess you and Ben must have been talking about this. I'd have to.
No,
guess.
Actually, so. I did it rogue, and then
rogue. I so you were looking for odds. How about this college football bet? Which coach gets fired first this season?
Correct.
You have Scott Frost of Nebraska, Brian Harrison of Auburn, Jeff Collins of Georgia Tech, and then you have Steve Sarkisian of Texas.
Right.
Now,
granted, let me just say, there's only 4 spots you could put in. Obviously,
doesn't matter. You shouldn't have had Sark in there.
What? That's like your personal, like you know, that's your baby.
Well, let's just think about this, Joe.
All right, got it.
If they fired Sark,
yeah,
don't you think that maybe Arch then doesn't go somewhere else?
So why? Where's the program going if they go 4-8?
Well, they got him coming. That's where the program's going. They have mighty and powerful Arch Manning down the road.
So you're telling me he's not
like the Wizard of Oz? They're going. It's like they're following the yellow brick road to another Manning. So I mean,
all right, I'll give you that. So let me get
you
this.
Fire Sark, you lose Arch. He goes to over and sees Nikki over there in Tuscaloosa. That's where he'll go after that.
He ain't gonna go there.
He might if you fire Sark. Might if you fire Sark.
He has a better shot at going with Josh Heupel in Tennessee.
Might if you fire Sark. You never know.
Arch Manning has a better shot at starting at Tennessee than he does Texas.
Yeah, that's great. I don't care where he goes, Joe, but if you fired the guy right now, there's a 95% chance he's not staying with you.
All right, so we'll hold off for Arch.
Once again, it's his second season, Austin.
Carver, don't treat Sark like he's got kid gloves. Don't pamper this guy. Okay,
Wait a second.
Oh no, you know he's the savior of Texas. Okay, they fired Tom Herman, who I didn't think could win a big game either. But at the end of the day, Tom Herman was 7-3 last year there. Okay, and wait, in the COVID, he won 4 bowl games. All right, beat up on mediocre teams. One of those teams happened to be an actually two SEC opponents in Missouri and Georgia, when Georgia was just walking through the motions, 28-21. Remember with Sam Ellinger?
We're back.
11.5 point dogs. I was actually on Texas that night, but that's besides the point. He goes 5-7. They lose six straight to end the season before they beat up on Kansas State 22-17. Okay? Doesn't cover his last game. Loses to Kansas. Kansas! They lost six out of the last seven Big 12 games. You're telling me at 5-7 from 7-3, and if he goes 4-8, with Quinn Ewers, Mr. Wonderful, like Ric Flair. Woo!
Well...
All right, so you're tell me. So
you're like the rest of these gluttons. You want to fire these college coaches before they even get to put a recruiting class in. You're taking it the wrong way.
You're taking it the wrong way. This team was not bad. They just weren't elite. We're making it sound like Shaw kind of come in and strip it down. What is this, Albany? What are we at, Buffalo?
And he has a recruit. He has a recruit coming in. Okay.
Who every
big program in the country was fawning over to get him. The great Arch Manning.
I'm just curious. Was Nicky that all in on Arch? Did he really care if he got Arch or not?
Look, Joe. Everybody wanted Arch
was
Manning.
Was Georgia really? Did they really everybody, care if they got Arch or not?
Who's everybody? All the big players. Alabama, Georgia. They all wanted him. Okay?
They swooned him just like everybody else did. He went right.
Joe,
listen,
you're just like the rest. You can't even let these guys have a couple recruiting classes, try to get their program underground. Like the chop them. Get them out already. Just chop them. Why?
This goes back to what you've been doing all the time.
You just want this to become professional sports, this college football. You're done with tradition. You're done with everything. Let's just make it professional sports.
You're twisting this. You're a rebel rouser right now. That's what you are. You're getting everybody roused up. I know what you're doing. You have a great way. You're the fire starter. Take a little flame. That and the igniter. That's your new nickname. Should be carrying a Bic lighter around and a tank of kerosene. I said that most coaches deserve about 3 or 4 years. They do, okay? Coaches like Jeff Collins, that's on the hot seat, that's in his fourth year, okay, because he's going from a scheme with a triple option offense where the offensive linemen aren't built to play, you know, pocket passing and protection, okay? And that's what he's trying to build. A coach like that deserves 4 or 5 years, okay? Scott Frost deserved up until this point. He took over a program that had one of the worst rushing defenses in Nebraska history when he took over in 2017, giving up 199 rushing yards per game. That was one of the worst. Go back 50 years for the Blackshirts. That guy deserves time. Sarkisian, what's the excuse? There was 7-3.
He doesn't get four straight bowl games. So he's supposed to win in the first 2 years with Tom Herman's players, who you told me is an awful coach. He's supposed to win the first 2 years with Tom Herman's players, and that's it. That's it. It's professional sports. Take the guys that are there, and you go and win with them. You don't get to recruit any of your guys. That's it. Go win with Tom Herman's players. That's what you're saying.
Well, yeah, it's a win-now mentality. It really is. Look at Lane Kiffin. Matt Luke, 6-6. They couldn't get Ole Miss out of the ground. Where did Lane Kiffin go in year one? In year two, he took Ole Miss to a New Year's Day bowl game against Indiana. Year two, Sugar Bowl. Those were Matt Luke's players. Wasn't Lane Kiffin's players?
And that's great, and that's a tremendous job by him. But that doesn't happen with everybody.
But this is Texas. We got oil money.
Yeah.
I bought crude oil at 90. I sold it at 105.
That team, he inherited a junk team there. Absolute junk team. So, we'll see. But I'll tell you this.
He was a junk team, but wait, you don't think the boosters run the program?
He will not be fired this year. He could go 4-8 again, and he won't be fired.
Uh-huh.
You could book that. All right. Take odds on that, Joe.
I'm curious. 4-8
this year. He won't be. He ain't getting fired with that kid coming
into town.
There's
the judge. The judge is talking. Are you on their win total over?
Well, I got to double check. I'll check in the break right now for you. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. The Angels have scored. It's 1-1 in the fifth. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Joe, you're getting very upset.
It's getting hot over salt.
It's hard because I know that you have a problem with the guy before he even took the job. So you just I don't know.
Wait a second.
I don't know what he did to you in the past, whether it was at Washington or USC or where. He clearly, here's what I know, Joe. I know that we always, obviously we remember the wins, but we remember the big losses even more. And I got a feeling that somewhere along the line,
absolutely
Sark,
not.
When he was at Washington or when he was at USC, he cost you a big ticket, and you've held the grudge against him ever since. So you're after Sark.
Oh, not at all.
For whatever reason.
No.
There's guys, Joe. I got him. I put him on my list, too. There's guys on my list. You got a list, and Sark's on it, along with Narduzzi and along with a couple of these other guys. They're all on your list, and Sark's one of them. So.
You just don't like that I put him on the list. How could you not say he's
on the list? He doesn't deserve
to
be on the list.
Why not?
How do you not have Norvell on the list? And ahead of him. Norvell's
he's
getting
on
whacked.
My list.
Norvell's
he's
getting
on, I put out a list. I sent you the preview.
They're basically
Norvell on the list?
They're based. No, he's not, actually. They're basically
yes, he
putting.
Is.
No,
he's
not.
He's number five.
No, he's what there are is you no five. About? There's only four slots.
On the tweet in the preview I wrote, he's on the list. You just don't like that I have Sark on there. And you know what? The fact that it's generating such a buzz, I'm glad I put him on there.
Generating a buzz.
It is. You just don't like the fact that I put him on there. You think
going
he deserves
9-4
a pass.
This year, so.
No, 9-4. Here we go. It's written in stone. The judge talked. Written in stone. God's word. That's it. Yeah,
Oakland with the leadoff man on here in the top of the sixth. We need runs in this game, Joe. Come on. We need some runs.
All right. Well, just admit, what's your affinity with Sark?
I don't particularly like Sark. In fact, I didn't think it was the best hire for them. But, I mean,
so
I don't have any problems with the guy.
Now you're deflecting.
I don't have any problems with him.
Who said I have problems with him? If he goes, Carver, listen.
Uh-oh. Get out. Two-run homer for Oakland, Joe. 3-1 A's. Let's go
That's it. How about
Let's
that,
Let's get some
Otani?
Runs going here.
How about that, Otani?
Let's get some runs. Murphy with the homer. Let's go, Joe. Everybody eats.
I need over 5.5 and over 7. Let's go. What's going on with the San Diego game? We're talking
6-1. 6-1. We need to do the SEC, too. Let's go, Joe. We're going to tee that up right now.
You're driving
you ready?
The bus. 9-1 San Diego. Just as
wow, 9-1.
I got that parlay. All right, we're in.
Who got the big blow? Machado with the homer, Joe. Actually, it must have been more than that. And then Cronenworth with the 2-run homer. So 9-1 now. That over is in the bag, Joe. In the bag. Soto 0-2, by the way. Tonight.
All right. It feels good to eat tonight. So just before
right, listen,
we go to
we
SEC
need more...
totals. Talk
okay,
to me.
Go ahead.
What's with Sark? Tell me. If he goes, let me just, I'll throw a number out. In his first year, 5-7. Second year, he goes 4-8. He goes 9-15 in 2 years. That's making $5 million, $7 million. That doesn't work?
He's going to get the first year until Arch shows up. Arch bought him a lot of time because that's the big coveted Manning kid. So they're going to.
You know you're down on him, too. You're down on him.
Oh,
too.
I think he's gonna be a bust. That's just me. So
you actually want Sark to be there with
it's gonna
Manning
be all
so
it's gonna
him.
Be much to do about nothing when that kid goes and plays. All right, Joe, let's go. SEC.
All right.
Four more tonight. Let's start with Auburn tonight and Brian Harrison, who was on your list this morning, was on your poll that you tweeted out. You know, we've already had a discussion about Auburn in the last couple of weeks. Their total is 5.5. How embarrassing. -160 to the over. +135 to the under. Jeez. They open up at home against Mercer. Home against San Jose State. Home against Penn State. Home against Missouri. Home against LSU. First five games at home for Auburn. At Georgia. At Ole Miss. Relax here. Home Arkansas. At Mississippi State. Home Texas A&M. Home Western Kentucky. At Alabama.
I have them pegged for like five wins tops. Tops. They're losing to Georgia. They're losing to Alabama. They're losing to A&M. They're losing to Penn State. They're losing to LSU.
Yeah, just write it off. You think the Penn State? Anybody plays Penn State, it's a guaranteed loss for them. Whoever plays Penn State.
See, we're back to this.
So
no.
Did you put the Penn State national title ticket in?
No, I didn't.
Okay. You got them going undefeated.
I have them going at least 10-2. I took the 10 wins. You know okay. I did. Okay. See, this is what bothers me. We're on opposite sides. Just like you and I are on opposite sides, week one, Vanderbilt in Hawaii, right? Nobody could go against the judge. As soon as you go against the judge, that's it. I'm kicked off the bus. No stops.
Hey.
No stops. No stops. I rang the bell. No stops. This is my bus. I want to get off. No. Supposed to get off at 86th Street. We're going in 102.
I think that they could go 4-1 in their first five games.
So then you're on Auburn's over because
I'm on the
you're
over.
Giving them the
now, I don't want to pay. I don't want to pay the -160. I don't like that. I don't particularly want to do that. So
TJ Finley or Zach Calzada. Finley was the only college player right now to have an NIL deal with Amazon. You
Calzada.
Think it's Calzada? No,
yeah, it's
no.
Calzada.
They're gonna. Calzada. I don't know about that.
I think that they can get over this 5.5, Joe, and I think that Harrison.
All right, so I
admit
no matter what
very,
I say,
he's
tonight,
on a he's on a scolding hot seat
screen.
In Auburn. He's got a scolding hot seat. I'm not going to disagree with that, and he needs a good start here. I think he could start at minimum 3-1, even losing to Penn State. He's got to start 3-1.
I have a question. We're not considering the loss of Derek Mason as defensive coordinator as being anything?
No, nobody cares.
Nobody cares. All right. Okay.
So what do you got? The under then, I guess? You got the under?
I said 5 wins. It's 5.5. I'm under.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I'm over on Auburn. You are under on Auburn. There you go. Next, Joe. Let's go to – who do I got lined up next year? Let's go to Lane next. Ole Miss. Great year last year. Of course, went to the Sugar Bowl. Corral got hurt in the game, or else they would have beat Baylor. Their number...
You were on Ole Miss in that game.
I sure was. You ain't kidding. 7.5, the number for Ole Miss. -140 to the over. +120 to the under. Home for Troy. Home for Central Arkansas. Jeez. At Georgia Tech. Home for Tulsa.
4.
Home for Kentucky.
They'll win that. 5.
At Vandy.
6.
Home for Auburn.
Tough.
At LSU. At Texas A&M. Home for Alabama. At Arkansas. Home in the Egg Bowl to the Bulldogs of Mississippi State. I'm going under with Ole Miss this year.
I'm taking the over.
Okay. I think, of course. Yeah.
And I don't love Lane Kiffin, but that defense took the next step. And when their defense plays well, like they did last year, and he had two great backs in terms of Snoop Connor and Jerrion Ealy that have moved on. But at the end of the day, they played 8 straight unders because that front 7 under DJ Durkin was fantastic. Fantastic. Just saying.
It is tough because 7-5. I think there's some regression
here. They're going to be 5-0.
You think so?
When you say Auburn, I guess that's it. Nobody can talk.
You were in on Kentucky. I thought you were a big Kentucky guy.
I am in on Kentucky. I was in on Kentucky last year. Was I right? I was in on Wake Forest last year. Was I right? I don't necessarily have to go back to the well the next year. I was high on Kentucky last year. They finished the season at 10-3. But I don't know if they're going to be as a schedule's a lot harder this year than it was last year, and they lost Wandale Robinson. Then why are you going through the schedule? Why are you going through it?
Because I got Kentucky next. They're the next team I'm going to.
Okay, so go to it, Kelsey.
So what are you on Ole Miss? You're on the over.
I'm on the over.
I don't like the number. I think it's like going to be right. It's going to be right at 7. So I'm probably going to stay away from the Ole Miss number. I won't be playing them, Joe. Just so you know, I think it's a sharp number. It's right there. It's right where it should be. Kentucky. Joe's not on the Stoops bandwagon anymore. After he carried him to 10 wins last year, he's getting off. Train. Like he said the train before. He's off the train for Stoops in Kentucky. 7.5 is the number, -125 to the over, +105 to the under. Home for Miami of Ohio at Florida. Home Youngstown State. I mean, God. Home for Northern Illinois at Ole Miss. Home for South Carolina. Home for Mississippi State at Tennessee, at Mizzou. Home Vandy. Home Georgia. Home Louisville. I'm on the over, Joe. I'm on the over for Kentucky. We can break it down a little further when we come back.
I'm on the over, too. Blue-collar team. I love Chris Rodriguez. I love Will Levis.
We'll give a mention for it when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. SportsGrid Radio, 844-843-6879. Dodgers still lead the Giants 2-0. That's in the seventh. 3-1, Oakland leads Anaheim. They just took Ohtani out. The A's have first and second, two out. They bring Aaron Loop in the game, and he will face Stephen Piscotty. Will come off the bench, maybe hit one big fly, Joe. That would be helpful if he decided to go big fly there and put three more runs on the board. That would be very, very helpful if he could do that.
Big fly.
Big fly, baby. We want a big fly out of him. Let's go. Keep the train moving, Joe. Keep the train moving.
I don't know.
And the Padres lead the Rockies 9-1. That game is over the rainbow, Joe, which is what we like to hear. So we're both in on Kentucky. Is that pretty much what we're saying? Both over at 7.5?
Yeah. I think he's done a fantastic job, Mark Stoops. Will Levis is a mobile quarterback. Now, the loss of Wandale Robinson is going to be huge. And Pascal as well, their defensive end. But, you know, Mark Stoops has recruited. The kids are bought in. You know, they wear you down. They run the football. They stop the run. They're opportunistic. Here's another factor as well. I've never seen a team, okay, go the whole year at such a negative turnover margin and win 10 games. I don't think it's ever been done. You know, people, and this is another, you'll hear the sharps talk about this all the time. Oh, turnover margin is hit or miss. You can't teach it. Yeah, okay. Those sharps that talk turnover margin, that think it's not coached up and it's not taught and that it's just a luck of the bounce of the draw. Think again. There's some teams, do your homework. Play the sport. Understand. It's coached up. That's why Nick Saban and Alabama are positive in turnover margin almost each and every year. There's some coaches that teach it and the players buy in and it's part of their tackling. It's part of their defensive work. Whereas others, ball security means you're an undisciplined team. And it starts at the top with the head coach. I've never seen a turnover margin, like negative 12 in turnover margin for most of the year for Kentucky. And they still win 10 games. They lost the turnover battle. They were even or negative in almost every game. That is unheard of. That's how good they were in terms of dominating in the trenches last year.
There you go. And then they have 7.5 this year. We'll see if they can get it done. Finally for tonight, Joe, let's go to Beamer and the Gamecocks, South Carolina. We do two East and two West each night. That's six and a half for South Carolina, plus 125 to the over, minus 150 to the under 6.5.
They can get there, but I think I'm going to sell them.
Mm. Georgia State at home at Arkansas, home for Georgia. Charlotte at home. South Carolina State at home at Kentucky. Yes. Texas A&M at home, Missouri at home, at Vandy, at Florida, Tennessee at home, and at Clemson.
They can get there. I changed my mind. The Vandy game, obviously, I'm high on Vandy, but that's not them beating South
Carolina.
Listen,
Joe, but here's why you can't. Like, if you're so big on this Vandy over. Like, that's one of those games where Vandy, you know, there's only so few SEC games you can actually give them a shot. At home against South Carolina should be one of them. I mean,
well, I give the two winnable games. I think in terms of Vanderbilt, I give them Missouri on the road, and I think they have another weaker opponent. They also play Wake Forest, which I know I was on Wake Forest, but their defense gave up 500 total yards per game. So if they can run on Wake Forest, they're going to be in that ballgame. I mean, they could keep Hartman on the sidelines. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Their defense is give up 500 yards a game. Gave up well over 200 rushing yards per game. This is still SEC, ACC. You know, keep in mind that. But, I mean, for South Carolina, so we have Missouri, Vandy, Georgia State. Who else?
Charlotte, South Carolina State.
Okay, there's five. Who else?
They're going to be Tennessee at home.
They can. You can't say that they can't. But Hendon Hooker.
Going to win at Florida?
That's possible. Florida, first-year head coach. Florida's not that good. I would say their total is 5.5.
6.5.
Ooh, 6.5.
Yeah, 7.
I think
tough,
6
Joe.
Is the number. I think 6 is the number.
I don't like this. I can't play the 6.5. If you get another line somewhere, if somebody's got 5.5, maybe. But
would you take a flat 6?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
I don't like Rattler. That's the only problem.
I think Rattler will be okay.
You like Rattler that much, huh? Okay.
I think he'll be okay. I think he's gonna have no. I think he's gonna be relaxed, no pressure like he had at Oklahoma. Now doesn't, you know, just doesn't have any of that hanging over his head. Worried about other guys taking his job, things like that. I think he's actually going to play well. I really would like to find a way to get them to 7. But I just don't. They're not beating Clemson. They're not beating Georgia. They're not beating Texas A&M. That's 3 right out of the gate, Joe, that I just absolutely cannot give them. I don't think that they'll win at Kentucky. That's 4. I mean, I'm down to 1. I'm down to 1 loss, you know? They're going to, you know, sweep every other game. I don't know if they're good enough to do that yet. So, that's probably just going to no play for me, Joe. No play.
Yeah, I'm going to lean to the under. I mean, I put it right at 6. 6, I mean, if you can get a shop around, you get a 6. I think, you know, at worst they get there. You know, maybe they could steal a game. But I'm not sold on Rattler like a lot of people. I didn't see enough. Now, I know, just didn't. And plus, I don't think he's all that, you know, tall. He's a very short quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, he's only about 6 foot.
I think he's going to have a good year there.
What's a good year? 30 touchdowns?
I think he's going to play well. I'm not saying he's going to be a Heisman Trophy finalist, but
no,
I think he's going to.
No, that's not Heisman.
I think he's going to play well there. I think he's going to surprise you.
All right.
So there you go. That's your SEC for tonight, Joe. We'll do 4 more tomorrow night here on Carver and Lacey. All right, that's a fair ball. Let's go here. Let's get a man on second for the Angels, Joe. Let's go. We need runs. Bottom of the 6th, a 1-out double to get things going here. Let's go, Joe.
Oh, 3-0 Dodgers. 3-0.
3-0 Dodgers. 3-0. All right, Joe, let's do it.
Runs.
Wyndham.
What are we doing?
We got the golf starting tomorrow, the Wyndham Championship. In Carolina.
Can't go a day without the golf.
I'm on Willie Z and the Irish Bear for the chalk. Well, those are my guys that I play all the time, so I'm going to play them again this week. But we'll go a little deeper, too. Russell Henley at 24-1. Scott, don't call me Gene Stallings. That's 45 to one. I know. You gave that. You used that one last week. I know.
Yeah.
I also, there's a lot of guys, Joe. I'm going to play a lot of top 40s and make the cut parlays with some guys who are, this is the last week of the regular season, Joe. They do the FedEx Cup playoffs starting next week.
I got two guys I'm looking at.
Oh, you really, do you? Who are you looking at?
Yeah. Two guys that talk to me. Ready? Okay. Two old guys. Ready?
Yeah, I want to hear this.
I just got to find them. Hang on. There he is. Okay. So one is Justin Rose, 50 to 1.
Okay, sure.
The other one's Jason Day, 60 to 1.
Okay. Day needs a good performance to make the FedEx Cup playoffs. He needs to do something good. So he's like hanging right on the edge.
To win it, could he do it?
With this field, sure. Why not? But as I always tell you with Day, Joe, it's not that he can't play. It's can his injuries and everything about him. Can his body hold up for 4 days and play well for 4 days? That's always.
Well, last time we took him, he opted out before we even started.
I know. There's always a problem with that with Day, so it's tricky. I like Cameron Champ also at 75 to 1. I'll give you some first round leader bombs as well, Joe. Sebastian Munoz, 55 to 1. Cam Champ, 65 to 1. The Smother Man, Austin Smotherman, 95 to 1. Patton Kizzire at 95 to 1. Chasen Hadley, 100 to 1. Russell Knox, 100 to 1. Vincent the Butler Whaley at 100 to 1. Matthias, don't call me Charles Schwab, at 120 to 1. Kramer Hickok, 120 to 1. And Garrick Higo at 140 to 1. And I'm not playing skins anymore, Joe, just so you know. You know what skins
is? Oh, that's the key indicator.
Now,
this is
it, though. He's not making the FedEx Cup playoffs unless he wins this week. So I bet you he could probably win and not have enough points. I know everybody who wins usually makes it, but I'm kind of joking around there. Where is skins? I can't even. 420 to 1 for skins this week, Joe.
Put 100 on it.
Skins.
What would you do as for a guess? I put 100 on it, and all of a sudden, like we go into Sunday, he's like
42 grand.
He's got a 2-stroke lead.
David Skins. Yeah, I'm done with him. This is a couple weeks now. I gave him a little fun, even a dollar, $2 bet. I'm not doing it. He's not getting nothing out of me.
That's typically the indicator that the market's bottomed. And you jump off.
Well, go ahead. You have fun.
Although I put the kibosh. What about Finau, huh? He shoved it right in my face.
He's not in this week. He'll be back for the FedEx Cup playoffs.
I'm out, but can you believe that? Every week I was betting Finau.
Doesn't surprise me. Doesn't surprise me, Joe. Really doesn't. So there you go. The Wyndham Championship getting going in the morning. We have afternoon baseball tomorrow as well, Joe. I'm sure you're going to partake. Brewers and Pirates, as the Pirates go for the sweep with Thompson against Woodruff. The Dodgers and the Giants are in the afternoon. Doubleheader now for the Cubs and the Cardinals, Joe, as they were rained out tonight. So you get an afternoon game and a night game for the Cardinals and the Cubbies tomorrow. So that'll have you excited.
I'm going to take the Braves throughout the weekend.
That's a five-gamer with the Mets at Citi Field. Five games. Thursday, Friday, two on Saturday, and then one on Sunday. So they got a five-gamer. That's huge for the NL East. What's the odds going into that series, Joe? Let me just look real fast.
Good.
So let's see what it is going into the five. Mets minus 270, Atlanta plus 220. I'll be interested to see, Joe, what it is Monday night after these five games. Mets minus 270. What's that?
I really like Atlanta.
You want to take them to 220 to win the division?
Yeah.
I'm
on them for the.
I know you got the bet now, the free roll.
Yeah, 9-1.
9-1 for the Braves. A lot more competition now with San Diego bulking up, Joe. A lot more competition. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back, wrap this puppy up right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. The Angels could not cash in, Joe. They had a runner on second, and they could not score. So still 3-1, they go to the seventh. We need some action in that one. That's for sure. Dodgers lead the Giants 3-0, bottom seven. 9-1, Padres lead the Rockies, as that is in the top of the seventh inning, Joe. That is what's currently going on in baseball.
Yeah, I need the over here in this Dodger game. I need the over in the Angel. Could we get one of them?
How about one of them be the Angel game?
Yeah, I'm over 5.5, though. I mean, that, I mean, we're right there. Right there.
I need 7.5. I need, I think, 8. They're tickling me with that. I need 8. So I got a lot of work to do.
They're tickling me with that. I also, I need here, I forgot I took this, too. Mm. I took in-game over 12 Milwaukee. That's a winner, right?
That was a winner.
Over 5.5 L.A. and Oakland, and over 12 San Diego, Colorado. I need two more legs. I mean, I won them straight, but could I get this in?
We'll see, 9-1. Joe.
9-1. I need two runs.
Joe, tremendous job as always. We will see you again tomorrow night, buddy. Great stuff from Andrew Torres. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash a lot of tickets. And we will see you right back here tomorrow night with football. Raiders and yes. Jags Hall of Fame game. Have a great night on the grid.
Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little, and you wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.